The word of God to which we direct our attention is written in the second chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, the 18th verse. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. The ascension of our Lord receives ample treatment in our creedal literature. He ascended into heaven is one element of the economy of assertions of our baptismal faith. And yet, for all of that, the ascension of our Lord seems to have little liturgical or practical significance for many Christians. Oh, the liturgical propria are all there. You have enough material for many Ascension Day services and more hymns than you can probably use in your whole ministry. And yet, to turn the phrase, Ascension has been called the feast that fell from the calendar. You ask children in a confirmation class, why is it that Ascension is always celebrated on a Thursday? And some smart aleck kid, probably your own, says, because we knew nobody would show up anyway. And yet the ascension of our Lord ought to be of tremendous practical significance, especially for us. For us who are left below, for us who are given tasks to do in the church until the ascended Lord comes again in glory. And especially for us in this last chapel service of the academic year, the day before candidates receive their calls and degrees are awarded, we ought to note what the ascension of our Lord means for our lives and for our work. He is able to help. Sometimes reading a book backwards is an intriguing kind of activity. Try this on for size as you ask, who is this he who is able to help? Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make expiation for the sins of the people. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. But to the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness beyond thy comrades. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has obtained is more excellent than theirs. He reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by his word of power. In these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. And it is he who is able to help. The very Son of God, who came forth from the bosom of the Father, who receives honor and glory, who has redeemed the world with the shedding of his blood, and who has crowned his labors with victory and has ascended on high, he is able to help those who are tempted. And tempted you and I will be, and tempted again and again. You will shuffle papers and fill out endless reports, and you will wonder what paperwork has to do with heralding the Basileia to the ooh. You will preach, at least you will think, with eloquence and fire, and you will be disappointed because you can't even find a couple of sparks out there. You will go to those who have neglected the means of grace to admonish and encourage, and you will be rebuffed and told to stop meddling in things that were not your concern. You will look around at other people, perhaps friends from long standing, and you will measure their success against yours, and you will rationalize that God maybe could even use some good laymen. And especially if we're going to keep having some kind of forward drive, a couple with money don't do any harm. And you will be tempted to throw in the towel because something else will look attractive. But those are the easy temptations, because there will be worse. They will be spiritual in nature. There will be times when you consider that the ascension of our Lord is really a departure, and that the session at the right hand must signal his retirement from the affairs of life. You will think that the Lord has forsaken you, and God does not care what you do, nor does anyone else. And the old devil of doubt and despair will gnaw away. That's when these words are of especial comfort. He is able to help those who are tempted. Why? Because he himself has suffered and was tempted. He himself went face to face with the old evil foe. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. If you are the Son of God, jump from the pinnacle. After all, God said he would take care of you. You want the kingdoms of the world and the glory that they have? Bow down and worship. And remember, that's only a summary of the temptations of our Lord at this incessant working away of the evil one to deter the Lord from the Father's mission. But our Lord triumphed. He routed the evil one at his own game, and he beat him on his own turf. He conquered death and declared a victory over hell. And when he said it is finished, it also applies to the work of the tempter. He is able to help us when we are tempted. I will not leave you comfortless. I am with you always to the close of the age. He comes in holy baptism so that we might participate in his death and share in his resurrection. He comes in the word of forgiveness and power and life. And he comes in a meal where he is both host and food, to strengthen and nurture us to be his own, to do his work. He is able to help. He is indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.